The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. And here's the art of falling in love with each other.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. If you're new here, welcome. My name is Mafian Suarez. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you found me, that you found I Missed Me. This is a safe space where we're looking to become the best version of ourselves and grow and heal together. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back to another solo episode. Happy Tuesday. I hope your week started off amazing. Before we get started, besties, I do want to let you guys know that we have a broadcast group chat channel, whatever that's called, on our Instagram, and we have almost 400 of you already, where I'm sending like PDFs and little gifts for you guys on there. So definitely go join if you want to have access to exclusive content, really really cool content that I'm sending on there, also like reminders and important like information about the podcast. So if you're interested in getting that and if you're interested in joining, all you have to do is go to our Instagram and then tap the little broadcast channel emojis that you can find like right above the follow button, and you'll be able to have access to exclusive content and everything that I'm posting on there. I also want to ask you guys a little favor, if you could just rate the podcast. If you're new to I Missed Me, don't worry, go listen to other episodes, listen to this one, like the podcast first, and then you can go ahead and rate it. But if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, it would mean the world to me if you can just go rate it. It really helps the podcast out and it lets me know what I'm doing good and what I'm not, and then I can improve from your rating. With that being said, besties, welcome back to another episode. Today's episode is a very interesting one that I know that you guys are really really going to like, because we love when we talk about dating and when we talk about relationships and toxic relationships and how to get out of there. So welcome to today's episode, Stop Playing Hard to Get. And I know it sounds extremely controversial, especially with the amount of content that we have on social media lately, because I've been changing up my content on my personal accounts. I used to post, like before I had the podcast, I used to post a lot of like 7-second funny videos. And then as I started changing my content more into like self-growth and healing, my algorithm and my For You page completely changed. And now the only content that I get is like how to get any relationship that you want, how to manifest, how to like, whatever. I just get like healing, self-growth, and like that type of content on my For You page. And the amount of videos, and this is why I'm making this episode, but the amount of videos that I've been seeing of how to get him obsessed, how to like 9 ways to keep him obsessed, 9 ways to play him, 9 ways to ghost him, whatever, like the amount of content that I've been getting on how, quote unquote, how to get the relationship that you want, or quote unquote, how to get him obsessed, is really pissing me off. So I felt the need to make this episode. And yes, besties, you heard right. Stop playing hard to get. And it might sound contradicting to all of the content that you might consume on social media, but again, that is exactly why I'm making this episode, because the internet is tricking you to believe that you have to play some sort of games to get into a relationship. And let me tell you, and I'm sorry to tell you, besties, that that is the exact reason as to why you haven't attracted the relationship that you're looking for. Listen, besties, modern day dating is really hard. It is really hard to find someone that aligns fully with everything that we're looking for, to our values, to our standards, to our non-negotiables, and to, again, everything that we're looking for. But it is not impossible. Sometimes, out of fear of not finding anyone, or out of fear of maybe my standards are too high, or maybe my non-negotiables are way too non-negotiables, and there's no person in the world that's going to be able to, you know, align with those non-negotiables, or maybe I have a lot of values and it's going to be really hard for me to find someone that aligns with all my values. And out of fear, we settle. And out of fear, we settle. And out of settling, we get really hurt and really heartbroken by people who are not worth it. I've been there, I understand, and I've also kept relationships out of fear of not finding any better. But then when I started my healing journey, and as I continue to heal, I realized that there is absolutely no reason as to why I don't deserve a good person if I am a good person, and I want you to start believing the same yourself. And I think that's the first very, very important thing that I want to tell you guys, and that I want you guys to keep from this episode before we get into how to actually attract a relationship, is for you to start believing that you deserve a good person, because you are a good person as well. Like, sometimes, again, we act out of fear and we start thinking like, oh, maybe I'm not going to find a good person. Maybe I'm not going to find someone that aligns with all my values and everything that I'm looking for. And for me, for example, I know the type of person that I'm looking for, and I know the type of person that I want. And I know that I want someone who aligns with all of my values, that has a good relationship with their family, just like I have a good relationship with my family, that is aligned with their spirituality, whatever it is that they believe in, but at least that they have faith and that they believe in something, because I believe in something and I have faith, and I want to be able to have like deep conversations with someone, and I know everything that I'm looking for. And again, sometimes I've acted out of fear of maybe the things that I'm looking for are way too much and are extremely unrealistic. But then I look back in the mirror and I'm like, but I exist. You know, a person like me exists. So what would make me think that a person like the one that I'm looking for doesn't? And it's gonna sound, maybe it sounds cocky, or maybe it sounds like self-conceited, but it is generally the only way that me and you and everyone is going to be able to find someone that aligns with everything that I am looking for, that you are looking for, and not settling. If I know who I am and if I know what I'm looking for, I'm not going to settle for anyone who knocks on my door, because maybe you don't have everything that I am looking for, and I know what I'm looking for, and I know that I have everything that I'm looking for to offer. Like, I know that everything that I'm looking for, I have it within myself, so there is no reason why I should settle. So that is why it is extremely important for you to first know who you are, second, know what you're looking for, and third, not settle for anyone who doesn't have everything that you're looking for, because that is what you deserve, because that is what you are. That is the first very important point that I want to make to start off today's episode, for you to not think that it is unrealistic to find someone like the person that you're looking for, because you are that person already. So what would make you think that you don't deserve a good person if you are a good person? That itself brings a lot of closure and a lot of peace of, I will find someone, but it is hard to find someone because it is hard to find good people, just like it is hard to find you. So just be patient. It will take time, but it will get to you. Now, to get into our actual, like, today's topic, stop playing hard to get. I have all throughout this podcast, besties, told you that the most important thing that you have is your time, and it is your energy. And those are not only the most important things that you have, but the only two things that never, ever, ever come back to you. And that once you give away, you gave away. Like, there is no way of getting back your time, and there is no way of giving back the energy that you gave. And that is exactly the reason as to why it is so important to take care of your two most important things, your time and your energy. And the only way of not wasting those and of protecting those with your whole entire heart is by not playing hard to get, and I'm about to explain it to you guys. If you're on the same side of TikTok that I am, you've probably seen those videos where it's like, how to get a man obsessed with you. Well, he's gonna text you and you're gonna leave him undelivered for 2 hours. You're not gonna be too available. You have to take hours to respond. You have to cancel on plans, and you can't let him know that he's the only person that you're talking to. Whatever. All of these like stupid mind games. And again, list of rules that you quote unquote have to follow in order for a man to actually like you. But the only reason why I'm calling them stupid is because we want to attract someone that doesn't play any games with us. And we want to attract someone that loves us for us. And we want to attract pure and peaceful love. Yet we are the ones playing games. Yet we are the ones looking for content as to what are the rules that I have to follow not to get heartbroken. And because we attract what we are and not what we want, if we are someone who is playing games, then no matter how much of a healthy relationship you want to attract, you will just simply never attract it because you are the one playing games. 2023, besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more, and it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started, and for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties, and I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
That was my dating year. I went on a couple of dates. I met multiple people. And with every single one of them, I was like, okay, I'm going to take hours to respond. I don't want them to think I'm way too available. I don't want them to think that I'm just easy to get and then just play with my feelings. So I'm going to play hard to get. I'm going to leave them undelivered for hours. I'm not going to be too available. If they don't text me at this certain time, I'm just going to like delete their number and wait until they text me. Like, I was playing the quote unquote dating game. And let me tell you, besties, it did not get me anywhere. Quite literally the opposite. It had me heartbroken the whole entire year because I met person to person to person, met like person after person. I'm like, why do I keep attracting the same type of people into my life? Well, because I wasn't changing my behavior. And I was literally vibrating in a frequency of games, so obviously I was going to attract players. And that is the exact reason as to why you should stop playing hard to get. And instead of playing hard to get, actually become hard to get. And that has absolutely nothing to do with leaving someone undelivered for hours or not being too available, but it has everything to do with your standards and your non-negotiables and never, ever, ever playing with those. And again, that is not a game. That is just being extremely sure of yourself and of who you are and of what you're looking for, that you're just never willing to give those up. And again, it has absolutely nothing to do with any games. Besties, if you want to stop wasting your time in dating and in meeting people and in involving yourself in relationships that are really not good for you and that you know that are not good for you, start being yourself. from the beginning. I think that the biggest fear when it comes to being ourselves is that we think that we're going to be too much. I don't want to seem too clingy, or I don't want to respond too fast because I don't want someone to think that I'm obsessed with them. I don't want this, I don't want that. But that is who you are. Like, why would you be scared if you love yourself and if you're sure of yourself and if you know exactly who you are? Why would you be scared for someone to see that? Or why would you be scared or terrified for someone to think that you're too much by being yourself? That is a dishonor to yourself, and that is a clear example and a message from you to you to understand that maybe you have to work on your self-love a little bit, because why would you think that by being yourself you're going to scare someone away? And that is ultimately what these games or playing hard to get puts us in a position to think, that we are too much. Like, we can't be ourselves because we're going to be too much, and by being too much we're going to scare people away. And let me tell you, besties, like, you are going to scare some people away, but that just means that those are not the people for you. And that's what I mean by stop wasting your time. Because if by being yourself, you scare someone away, then that person wasn't for you, and you realized sooner better than later. The problem with playing hard to get is that you keep someone in this, like, limbo, and you keep yourself in this limbo for the longest time just to end up realizing that that wasn't actually the person for you. Because again, if you have to play hard to get, and if you have to play some type of games to keep someone in your life, then most likely that is not the person for you. But the only difference by being yourself and by not being yourself and playing games is that you will realize it. You will realize that they're not the person for you sooner. And the sooner that you let go of the person that is not for you, then that's the sooner that the universe will allow you to meet someone that is actually meant to be in your life and that will actually appreciate you for who you are. Besties, if you actually finally want to attract the person for you and the healthy relationship that you've been praying for and someone that aligns with your values and your standards and your expectations in the way that you've been manifesting, there is just one very simple thing that you have to do, and that is start being yourself. It's gonna sound extremely simple, and it's gonna sound extremely not helpful, and you probably want a guide onto how to actually attract the person for me, and you probably want a guide of follow these steps and you will attract someone, or write this down on a paper and you will attract someone. But the truth is that love is a state of being, and love is energy, and you cannot play, like, there is no way of getting around energy other than by being yourself and vibrating in a frequency of love. Like, that is literally the only way to attract someone that is going to align with everything that you're looking for. The only way to attract the person that you've been looking for is by first becoming the person that you're looking for, making a list of everything that you're looking for and becoming that yourself first, having your standards extremely clear, having your non-negotiables extremely clear, having your expectations extremely clear. And once those are set, and once those are stable, and once you fully convince yourself that you are not going to break them for anything or for anyone, that's when you're going to attract the person that is actually for you. Because you are going to push away, literally push away with your energy, anyone that doesn't align with all of those. Because again, we don't attract what we want, we attract who we are. And if you truly become the person that you're looking for, there is absolutely no other option than for you to attract the person that you're looking for, because you became them, because you're vibrating in a frequency that is going to attract them, because again, you attract who you are. And if you become the person that you're looking for, then you're going to attract the person that you're looking for. The only thing that you have to do, besties, in order to attract the relationship that you're looking for is to be yourself. Be proud of being yourself. Be fully convinced of the person that you are. Love yourself fully, and that is when you will attract the person for you. It will not be by playing games. It will not be by leaving someone undelivered for hours. It will not be by keeping 10 guys on your roster and see who's the one that's going to be the one. It will not be by snapping people all day. It will not be by posting songs on your story or posting quotes on your story to see who gets it. It will not be by wishing someone was liking your story. It will not be by doing any of those things. It will be by being sure of who you are, fully embracing who you are, vibrating in a frequency of someone that you would want to date. And I promise you, besties, it's literally like magic that you will attract someone into your life. Take it from someone who is getting to experience it right now. That's all I'm gonna say. Besties, next time that you see one of those damn videos on your For You page telling you how to get a man obsessed with you, you are going to scroll. No, first, you're gonna click on the video. You're gonna say, not interested, and you're gonna scroll. Because I don't want you to be consuming content that is going to play mind games with you. and that is going to make you believe that love is hard to find and that love is hard to get, and that until you don't become this certain type of person, you're not worthy of love, because that's not true. You are worthy just by existing. And the only thing that you actually have to do to start feeling love and embracing love is by embracing yourself first. Besties, I promise you that there is someone out there for you, and it will feel 10 times better when you meet them, knowing that the only thing that you had to do is being yourself, because you will truly know that it's genuine. I was actually watching The Notebook with my sister last week, and I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies. But my point just being that I told my sister, I was like, wow, like, people back then really fell in love without having to like play any games. Like, they would just meet each other and they would actually have to put like effort in if they wanted to see each other, because obviously there wasn't any technology, there wasn't any phones, they couldn't even text each other. And all they had to be was like themselves. Like, there was no need to leave someone undelivered for hours and play hard to get. Like, all you had to be is you. And if you met the right person, they would really love you for you. And today I'm just like, there's absolutely no reason as to why we should change that. At least if you want to attract that type of love that you're looking for, there's absolutely no reason as to why we should be playing any type of mind games and attract a player if you really like don't want a player, you know? Besties, if you don't want to attract a player, don't be a player. If you want to attract pure, peaceful love, be pure and peaceful yourself. Don't play any games and just wait and vibrate in a frequency of being yourself and embrace yourself fully and love yourself fully to the point where you are going to attract someone that loves yourself as much as you are loving yourself, because again, you attract who you are. And that's it for today's episode, besties. I love you guys with my whole entire heart. Don't forget to follow I Miss Me on social media at I Miss Me Podcast everywhere. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafia Ansures everywhere. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co, to get your hoodie. I Missed Me Project on all social media to find more hoodie content. And don't forget to rate the podcast, besties. Again, it would really, really, really help me out a lot. I love you guys, and I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode. With love, Mafi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.